AITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket. Enhancing health and privacy.
The party called America Tonight. Here we are, getting a little bit deeper into April, and I gotta tell you, I gotta complain about the weather right at the top for just 2 seconds. Hear me out. I live in an area of the country where it's supposed to be sunny and warm, but instead, it feels a little bit like I shouldn't have put away my winter coat. I had to dig out and to the recesses of my closet. I had to take almost a shoehorn-like approach to get myself down there to try to figure out where a sweatshirt was. And I found the sweatshirt. It might not be my home team, but it's a red sweatshirt with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on it. Some of you might be facing that same dilemma. What do we do with the winter clothes? Do we keep them out for another week? What was the deal about Punxsutawney Phil and spring and all that? Do you believe in those superstitions? All right, do you believe in gun bans for people who pose threats? As many of you know here in America Tonight, I am a proponent of the Second Amendment for various reasons. I'll give you my one big one. And maybe some of you feel the same way. Whether or not I choose to be armed, I think as it's part of the Constitution and because people have a right to defend themselves, especially when it comes to property and the people inside their homes from intruders and whatnot, I would hate to be in a country where I hate the comparisons of, oh, if we were like England, oh, if only we could be like England. Ugh, no thank you. We fought a war to not be like the English, and I hate it when people try to bring up statistics and twist them to meet the needs of, see, they don't have guns there. Look what happens. Yes, the criminals have guns. And when you don't triple lock your door and you don't have a whole bunch of money, there is a chance you could have some skinheads or other people that might kind of rough you up a little bit for a few bucks. So anyway, in Colorado, legislation that would actually block people who are suspected of being dangerous from having a gun is expected to now be introduced, setting up the next fight over gun control laws. So here's what it would do. The bill would allow psychologists, nurses, family therapists, and counselors to ask that a person's name be entered into a national background check system, and then that would prohibit them from possessing a firearm for a year if they pose any kind of a threat of harm. The NRA immediately heard this and went bonkers and said, it's the most unconstitutional legislation of the session. Limits on magazines and required background checks on gun sales already are signed into law, as you all know. That's why the president was in Colorado the other day to say, listen, they're doing it. Why can't we do it on the federal level? I hope people get behind this in Congress so that we can pass something and have the tears for the kids in Newtown really mean something. This bill is going to be filed soon. See, this goes to that whole mental health thing. The problem is that red flag and determining, he looks dangerous. How many people are on some kind of anxiety medication? How many people do you think in this country are taking pills for something? Post-traumatic stress syndrome. They might have served this country valiantly, and yet they're plagued by some nightmares and stuff. Doesn't mean that they're going to go out and kill people because one person did it, or there was somebody else linked to a military background. So there would be, I agree with the NRA, the problem is the labeling of somebody and then putting their name into a system, labeling them. This person is a threat of harm. So how do you determine who is the threat? know, that's what I'm saying. And I get if we could figure out the people like James Holmes in Colorado, the Aurora shooter, or if we could figure out Adam Lanza before the incident happened, before they altered people's lives. But the way people look, and somebody just having something traumatic happen to them and being prescribed some maybe heavy medicines, I think really we're really, really asking for a whole lot of trouble. And it's unconstitutional. I mean, that's the bottom line. It's unconstitutional. Having advisors or somehow figuring out a way to beef up mental health is a good thing. If we could just see the red flags, wouldn't it be a wonderful world? If we knew, it's like a time capsule, of course, if we could re-rack and go back and say, oh, that guy, he's going to shoot those people in the movie theater, so we're stopping him before that happens. We're stopping the kid who lives with his mama in a huge mansion and a whole bunch of guns. We're stopping him. Something's not right with him. Even though he has all these advantages and opportunities, he's just not right. He never was a guy who socialized. Something was wrong in the beginning. So, boom, he's gone. We've locked him up. He's out of the picture. But it's just silliness. And so adding something like that would just be unconstitutional. I mean, yeah, be unconstitutional. I don't see how that... Actually, because there's Democratic backing, it may go through, but I don't think it would really stand up in a whole bunch of other places. And I don't like the idea of that, because that label could be unfairly applied, unfortunately, to people who wouldn't fit into that category. A whole bunch of people, in fact, who wouldn't fit into that category. Coming up next on America Tonight, we're going to talk to Brandon Lang about Mike Rice and the situation at Rutgers. You know, he was a hair's breadth away from being a pro, played, of course, in Nevada for Jerry Tarkanian, the Shark, in his heyday, but had a serious injury, so none of that lasted very long. And Brandon's going to break down the games coming up. We have the Final Four on Saturday, and then Monday is the national title game. And our last nail the score, we didn't have any winners. A whole bunch of people emailed the show, and Rick in Illinois called, but we didn't have any, a couple other people, we didn't have any winners that time around, so nobody's went all the way through. And you might still have a bracket somewhere in your hand. Good for you. So Brandon will break down the games and as I said, talk about the Rutgers situation and when a coach is just too abusive, or when kids need to toughen up. Plus the mailbag. Amy, listening to us in Dublin, Ireland, said, Kate, it seems as though the Scarlet Knights should be wearing the Scarlet Letter because of what has happened to the coach. What's wrong with those sissies in America? Why can't they toughen up? Wow. That's a first, because really nobody else was backing Mike Rice, including our next guest. Stay with us.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system. system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup.
All right, we've been really having a ball with this guy, Brandon Lang. In the wings, he's got his feet propped up. No truth to the rumor that he's throwing basketballs at anyone in the room, and that's really a good thing, my friends. Hey, Brandon, we got some really hot action to talk about here, but I wanted to talk about Mike Rice as somebody who played at a collegiate level and almost went pro. You would have been pro if not for an injury that you've talked about before on this show. What do you make of the Mike Rice stuff, his firing at Rutgers University?
It just goes to show you how fragile kids are, both mentally and physically. I'm surprised that a kid, you know, with a checkered background didn't go after him. I know if a coach would have threw a ball at me, I would have threw right back at him. That's just my personality, my temperament, and that goes with life. You disrespect me, I'm going to disrespect you. Just a poor handling of the entire situation. I know it came out tonight that the kids stand behind him, but they're just saying the right thing because they still have to be coached, and you got to protect yourself. Yeah, I'll say this. I'm just surprised that with all that going on for the progressive years that it did, that he was able to still get kids. I know when a recruit goes on campus, another player hosts him, and they talk about how the coach is and yada, yada. I'm surprised, like, listen, this guy's a fruitcake. I wouldn't come here. But then you're afraid to say that because it might get back to the coach. So just a bad situation from the athletic director handling it, three-game suspension. Come on. I mean, that I was appalled, but by the same time, I'm surprised kids even went there, but kids are afraid. But he should have been gone a long time ago. There's no – as Rick Pitino and Jim Boeheim both said, there's just – Boeheim couldn't even watch it, and I agree. It was that cannot be tolerated on any level.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, like we said, people were trying to make comparisons to Bobby Knight, but there still was even a big difference between what he was doing and Bobby Knight even.
Well, Bobby Knight had success. And it's
yeah.
Funny. Years later, I met Neil Reed, and I spoke to Neil Reed and became friends with Neil Reed. He passed away in his 30s. And he was working at Riviera Country Club. It's funny you bring that up. On my daughter's life, Neil Reed, after it all went down years later, took a job working on the grounds crew at Riviera Country Club in Los Angeles. He was raking bunkers and cutting grass, and a buddy got him the job at Riv. And, you know, I had left being Brandon Lang, and I was just out there trying to network the movie and became friends with Neil. And we talked, we went out and had lunch. We talked at length about that. And he said, you know what? I stand behind Coach Knight. He was a great coach. He got the best out of me. It was just a bad situation and a bad reaction at that time. This is something that was repetitive. He's got anger management issues.
Yeah.
And if
yeah.
he's ever allowed to coach kids again, I'm a mom. I would not trust him. There's no way he can rebuild this. The complete disrespect for the student athlete, that's ridiculous. And you know, he should be serving burgers at Burger King, for Christ's
sake. Yeah. All right. Touche. I agree with you. Absolutely. The AD screwed up, too. I think the AD should be fired.
Gone. Gone. See ya.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
This car wash, wherever you're from.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, one other thing, too, in this road to the Final Four, boy, I think one of the worst things that I've seen, other than again and again replay Joe Theismann's break, you know where I'm going with this, is what happened to Kevin Ware, where you had to have been watching that when it happened. Did you just cringe when you saw him go down?
Yeah. Again, like everybody else, nobody saw it initially, and then the first replay, you saw it. And Duke was my, you know, I had a great, great four-day run. 4-1, hit 3 out of my 4 big plays, Wichita State over LaSalle, Syracuse big over Marquette, and that game on Sunday was the cherry on top of the Sunday of a great four-day run. Not only did I say Louisville was going to blow out Duke, for only the second time in the history of BrandonLang.com, I guaranteed it. And in my analysis, I called for a 20-point win. And when he went down, I got a little nervous because he's a crucial guy off the bench. But once they stabilized, they did what Louisville did in the second half. And that's just open up a can of you-know-what. And, it actually was a rallying cry. But if you break down Louisville's schedule all year long, yeah, they had 5 losses. The loss to Duke, 76-71, dang, didn't play. They still out-rebounded Duke. Lost to Villanova by 9. And then 3 losses, 2 points, 2 points, and then the 5 overtime loss to Notre Dame. They only had one game this year where they really didn't play well. That was Villanova. That's how good this team is, and that's how good they played last year, but the injuries really got them. They've just been phenomenal consistently all year long, and, you know, we'll get into the games in a minute. I still have them winning it all. I just believe that this is the team, this is the year, going back to Atlanta for Kevin and his leg. But, yeah, from a basketball player standpoint, it just goes to show you, no matter how good a shape you're in, no matter how great your body is, a freak accident where he just landed – snap. Just kind of to show you how fragile the human body is.
Yeah, boy, no kidding about that. Let's dive into the game. So Saturday, Wichita State first up and Louisville. What do you see having to happen here?
You know, I had Wichita State on the money line Saturday. Didn't just say take them plus the points against Ohio State. I said, bet them on the money line. I had them winning the game, and I, you know, put up or shut up, I did with the money line play. So they've been good to me the whole tournament. This game kind of has a feel for me. I like the Oregon game. Louisville was up 17, took their foot off the pedal. Oregon got a layup and backdoored the point spread at the end of the game. This game's 10.5, 11. I just feel like it's going to be sniffing that number. Wichita State's never going to quit. My lean, if you're going to ask me to lean one way or another, I just don't think you can turn down 10.5 points because Wichita State's never going to quit.
Yeah, I agree with you. How big is that for Wichita State to be here? Man, number 9 seed taking on Louisville.
But they've played well.
Yeah.
They haven't just, you know, they haven't just beat people. They've dominated them. Let's not forget.
Yeah.
They're up 18 in Ohio State. They dominated them. Then you get caught in that little wave and you get tentative. And the next thing you know, you're still hanging in there. But the big three by Cotton was huge, stabilized, big win. But for the most part, they dominated Ohio State from beginning. And then they have everybody in the tournament for that matter. So they played Gonzaga real tough. When they got down 8 to Gonzaga, they actually played better. So I don't know if I trust Louisville laying that kind of number, especially one guard down. Your rotation gets to be a little tight now. Rick's got to watch his minutes with a potential game on Monday. I just think he may call off the dogs a little early and save some minutes, and they might sneak underneath the number.
Yeah. All right. There you go. That's great advice for all of you listening. You can go to BrandonLang.com. He's got good stuff all the way across. Syracuse and Michigan.
Well, you got to ask yourself, what do you believe? That's the bottom line. What do you believe? Do you believe that, Syracuse plus the 2.5 because Beilein's never beat Boeheim, he's 0-9? It's not like he didn't have time to prepare for the 2-3 zone in the Big East Conference at West Virginia year in, year out. You're 0-9. You've seen it. You had time to prepare for it, and you still lost and have never beaten it. So your question is, do you trust Michigan? And if you do, then you lay the number. Listen, Vegas made them a 2.5-point favorite because they had just blown out Florida and knew the public was going to bet Michigan no matter what they made the line. You have to ask yourself a question as the recreational, for entertainment purposes only, what do you believe? Do you believe Michigan's that good and they played South Dakota State and then they played VCU and then they were lucky to beat Kansas and then they got the job done against Florida? Do you believe in the hype? Lay the 2.5 and go to war. Me personally, I still haven't pulled the trigger yet. The one thing I can't get away from, and I'm going to have to make that pick Friday night for my website people, the one, it's like a blinking light at an intersection. 0-9, 0-9, 0-9, and I just, you know, I know all streaks come to an end, but the only mistake I made, Miss Delaney, was going against Coach K being 8-1 against Tom Izzo, and he's now 9-1.
Yeah.
So you kind of take a step back and say, you know, you had 9 chances against that 2-3 matchup zone. What people don't realize is they're so long and lengthy that all these open 3-pointers that Michigan's getting, they're now going to be rushed just a hair. Make a note of this right here. If McCrary gets 18 points or more, Michigan's got a chance to win the game and cover the number. If he doesn't go off, they're going to struggle. He's been great in this tournament. But now he's seeing 3 bigs inside. So, I mean, it's going to be a tough matchup for Michigan because if you slow them down like Wisconsin did, you have a very good chance of beating them, and that's kind of how you know, Syracuse plays. But with all that being said, you figure out a way to beat Kansas the way they did,
yeah.
You got to just say divine intervention.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. It's been a fun tournament, too. Certainly, as you said, you've had such hot luck. Well, not luck, it's your skill matching everything up and watching what's happening. But then just purely from the point of view of seeing the 4 that are here, I think it's been a really good year.
I said parity was great. I said we were going to have a high seed get to the Final Four. I thought it was going to be VCU. I was wrong, but I was right in the fact that Wichita State was kind of the VCU and got there from the other side. But overall, I picked Louisville to win at the very beginning. I stand by that. And the bottom line is, Rick Pitino, take your hat off. I just believe it's his year. But from a point spread standpoint, I think that game, Wichita State and Louisville, is going to sniff the number. And I don't know what I'm doing with Syracuse, Michigan yet, only because I'm a Michigan boy, and I don't know if I go against my maize and blue.
That's so tough. All right, BrandonLang.com. Check it out. He's got great stuff on the website. Great, great stuff. Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you, darling. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To the death of Roger Ebert. So let's go to the mail room and check that mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Yes, we do. This one from Craig, who says, Roger Ebert, he was the sort of snarky, snotty, full of himself guy when it came to criticizing films, but he played that role. He was perfect against Gene Siskel. I can remember watching their show in the late 80s and probably into the early 90s. I would catch it late night TV after I had come back home. And actually, I kind of liked their critiques. You know, they go back to the 70s when they were both working for the, when they were both doing the paper thing. Ebert was a film reviewer for the Chicago Sun-Times, and his competitor was Gene Siskel from the Chicago Tribune, and that's when they ended up teaming up. And for 24 years, they did a weekly half hour of movie clips, and they had arguments, and it got bigger and bigger and bigger, and it really catapulted both of them to a whole bunch of fame, and they became sort of media icons and that kind of stuff. And the whole idea of what critics were like and whatnot turned in a different direction because of Siskel and Ebert. I mentioned this before, the thumbs up, thumbs down was the thing. And they knew a lot about movies, that's for sure, if you watched anything that they did. And so this is the other partner, because if you remember, Ebert's partner in crime, Siskel, died many years ago. And now Roger Ebert, sadly, after a battle with cancer, long battle with cancer, died. And the world's not the same without those two. There have been lots and lots of imitators, but he had taken leave of absence, Roger Ebert had, and had a hip fracture. And then the hip fracture was revealed to be cancer, and then, you know, the rest is history there. Like I said, the two of them really had meteoric fame, though. Once it became the he said and back and forth, and the fact that they were the sort of the mayors of Criticville, both of them. So Roger Ebert, yep. I remember it, too. All right, let's move on to another one. This is from Anderson, listening to us out of Vermont area, out of WVMT, I would imagine. Says Anderson says, Kate, North Korea and this whole launch, and what do they do? Where are they going to hit? Who cares? I am so sick of the Korean Peninsula. Why do we have our men invested at the DMZ? Why are they there on that borderline between the South and the North? Wouldn't it be great if we could just pull them all out? How much money are we wasting away in that area? It makes no sense to me when we are drowning in debt. Well, we are drowning in debt, and you do have a point. We've been there for how many years? But we're not moving anytime soon. I don't foresee ever a time when we move from that border area where we are the protection for South Korea. It's just not in the cards. It's not in the playbook right now. Does that change? I was saying earlier with the millennials, because of marijuana and how prevalent smoking it is, that, you know, oh, let's legalize marijuana. I think the time when that'll happen is when they come into power. But will there ever be a time where the United States seriously pulls back? And they have nothing to do with any of the movement on the Korean Peninsula. And the answer to that is not my lifetime. I don't believe it. I think they're like statues. They're there. They're not moving. That the U.S. military force there is not moving, because North Korea is going to continue to act the way it acts. It's never going to be one Korea. I don't see that ever happening. And now North Korea is saying they're going to restart without delay a reactor at their main complex. They had it shut down 5 years ago. That was the deal with the United States, China, and four other nations. So the North is maybe years away from having the kind of technology they need to really be able to deliver on the threat of a nuclear warhead on a missile. But they have conducted some bomb tests. And recently they did one in February. They say that its nuclear weapons are a deterrent, and they're not up for negotiation. They're not going to negotiate them away. But and there's been no crazy military movements across that demilitarized zone that splits the Korean Peninsula. There's a lot of belligerent rhetoric, a lot of nonsense that's being thrown out there from Kim Jong-un. And I don't know that I think he's crazy. I think he's playing it. I just think he's loves the game of chicken, and that's what he's doing. He likes to be the provocateur, and he's poking and prodding. And the problem is what is being dubbed the accidental war. That's the thing to be threatened by. And so when you say, who cares about North Korea? For that reason, we have to care. And also because we have those soldiers there, and those soldiers aren't moving. This comes to us from Belinda. Belinda says, Kate, I live in Texas. I listen to your show all the time. Really like it, girlfriend. I got to tell you, this thing with the DAs in Kaufman County is just plum sad. Law enforcement under attack, not just in Texas, but in other areas. But since this is in my backyard, a lot of people are talking about the possibilities of what happened here and the connection to possibly even the drug cartel. mark my words, there is a whole bunch of things happening in the prison system. And when you have these gangs, these 211 gangs who threaten, and when they get out, the idea is they have to kill somebody associated with why they're in prison in the first place. And you have DAs dropping out of taking cases because they see what's happened to three others. It's a very sad, sad day. And I hope that they come up with the credible information they need to go after the Aryan Brotherhood and get them and find the people who pulled the trigger on the couple. I think it's one of the saddest stories that I have heard when it comes to people and their partners and what they do for a living. Yeah, the speculation is about the Aryan Brotherhood and the connection to drugs and drug dealing and being put in prison. But that doesn't bring the couple back. I mean, they have a memorial service for them, and it's somber, and that whole grief, the grief of being blindsided, knowing that, boy, this is scary, and there's threats out there, and the assistant DA was gunned down. But, you know, we live in a civil society, as the governor of Texas said, and this is out of bounds. I mean, it is out of bounds. And when it came to law enforcement in the past, that was such a no-no. You were trying to poke the hornet's nest. You were trying to be a criminal, sell your drugs, do whatever it is you were doing, and not get into the crosshairs with someone who had a badge of any sort because of the repercussions. Talk about a bounty on your head. And so the governor has a bounty, $100,000 for anything, an offer to that leads to the capturing and the conviction of whoever did this to the McClellans, who were shot a ridiculous amount, of time. I mean, regardless, they both died in their pajamas on a Saturday because she opened the door, and you know that was it. And here's one from John. John says, yep, I've been hanging in with you for a long time, Ms. Delaney. I like how you do talk about lots of different things. I have to tell you that the Craigslist killer is kind of a chilling deal. I think it's chilling because I can't tell you how many things I've sold on Craigslist. And I probably have the attitude that all humans are good. And I'm not thinking when I respond that somebody's going to try to smash me over the head, kill me, and take whatever it is, my car, my money. I'm just not thinking that way, but obviously the people who were killed didn't think that way either. I'm glad that they're putting this guy to death. He deserves it. Innocent people killed for what reason? For a few bucks? Come on. Yeah, that's the thing. It's sad for the families. It's somebody responding to a Craigslist ad, being trusting, not thinking there was something wrong here, that this was a setup and they were being lured into the woods so their stuff could be stolen. And this, it started to unravel. The good news is that when it started to unravel is that the cops were able to catch and now convict, leading to the conviction of Richard Beasley, who they say should die for the crimes, murdering three guys who answered Craigslist ads. He was convicted of murder and kidnapping and robbery and all that stuff, and now they'll get him. Because what a bloodbath for what reason? Yeah, lethal injection, that's what's in his future. Hang with us. We're booting it to the other side here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
I like to see you right across the floor. I like to do it till you call a phone call. I like to reggae, but you dance bad for me. I like to make my friends. You can make me sing.
Shorts, but first, banging up against those final couple of turns here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. A big shout out to all of you listening to the show in regions outside of the U.S. Always our favorite, the guys with the accent and the women with the accents, like our pal Jack Down Under, who says, lethal injection is too kind, feed them slowly feet first into a tree chipper. You know, the who did that? Remember the movie Fargo where that happened? Put him in the wood chipper. The idea of that is not a bad one, because certainly the Craigslist killer had no regard for life whatsoever. No regard. And then when it comes to the DA and his family, same thing. Those people had no regard. Why do you murder the wife? Why do you murder the DA? Yeah. Murderers should know fear, no pain, and then die, according to Jack. We'll see. First, they got to catch the other guys. That's the key here. When it comes to hoops, and I hope they deprive them of watching hoops, by the way, when they're in the joint, I have a couple of things about bracket history that are interesting. 62% of Final Four teams in the modern era, that would be since 1985, have been a number one or a number two seed. Wichita State is number nine. Only one team worse than the sixth seed has made the finals in the last 27 years. 17 of 28 national champs have been number one seeds. For 24 straight years, the champion has been a four seed or better. You get the drift here. All the numbers stack up in certain ways, the way they line up as to who are the odds-on favorites in this. So Louisville will take on Wichita State on Saturday. Wichita State is 200-1 chance in the beginning of the season to win the NCAA title. Louisville 8-1, which is pretty much right on course as they were a number one seed, but Wichita State did not fall into that category. And speaking of Wichita State, here's what Greg Marshall has to say about truly being the underdogs.
I really didn't think about a Final Four, but I knew that getting to the NCAA tournament was very plausible and possible. And this group was nine new faces in October, and they keep finding ways. They reinvent themselves with all the injuries. It's been great. Not a lot of people gave us a chance, even against Pitt or Gonzaga or Ohio State. We just got to go out and play well.
All right, that's the right attitude. We just got to go out and play. Don't worry about who they're playing and what they're doing. Rick Pitino knows that a lot of people are pulling for his team. He's back to the promised land, and he is a very solid coach. He's got the skins on the wall to prove it. Here's what he had to say about what wasn't an easy road.
They're a great defensive basketball team. They're Marquette on steroids. Like some of the great Marquette teams that didn't let you get anywhere near the paint. And then they also turned around and they could play great offense as well. That's what they remind me of. It's hard every year to get to a Final Four, especially to play some of the teams we've played.
Yeah, and you look at the road and going all the way through, and that's the thing about the 64. You're playing a lot of basketball. Louisville got by North Carolina A&T. They did that pretty easily. They crushed them. That was their first match. Then Colorado State after that. Oregon was no picnic. Duke after that. Score-wise, you look at it, it doesn't look quite as scary, but it definitely was not a walk in the park. And Wichita State, as you heard their coach there, they had Ohio State. Remember, they pounded, absolutely pounded LaSalle. But they had a bunch of tough matches along the way. Gonzaga was another one. That was really tight. That could have flipped a coin, and that could have gone in any direction. Now you have Michigan and Syracuse. So the Orange Men, the history there and the amount of people that have gone to Syracuse, Jim Boeheim has been there for a very, very long time. He's been waiting for a very, very long time to have a shot at this.
This team has really earned its way here. A little bit of a surprise, maybe. And I think it probably feels a little bit better. And I feel a little better for the players. Because, you know, the players getting here, it means so much to a player. As a coach, you like it. You're happy. But it really, it's just such a great experience for players to make it to the Final Four.
All right, Hail to the Victors. That is the song that the people cry out, who are Michigan alums. Michigan's coach, John Belin, feels like this is what we have to do, just one and done, one and done.
It doesn't feel a whole lot different. Every now and then I just say, wow, that is really going to be us out there. But it's like the season just keeps going on in the direction you want to go on, and you're out, you're back to business again, and you're coaching.
All right, back to business again. And the coaching, only this time you're in a Final Four with a chance to go further and actually vie for a national title. So, wow, pretty big deal. Pretty big deal for them. I guess you have to low-key it. Certainly when you're a coach, everything gets thrown up there. It's all bulletin board material. So it's probably very smart to downplay that and see what happens. Let the chips fall where they may. All right, time for a daily salute. That means that we got to clap at afterwards. So you can do a virtual clap for me. I like stories like this because so often we have stories where people aren't found. Tragedy ensues, bodies and body parts and who knows what, because if somebody's missing, what's the first thing you're thinking? Milk carton, oh my gosh, 24 hours, we're losing daylight. A teenage hiker disappeared Sunday in Southern California, found alive and actually taken to a local hospital just a day after her male companion was rescued. Search crews heard Kendall Jack, she's 18, crying out and found her on a rocky ledge on a steep slope. So they were able to rescue the guy that she was with, and they were able to come back and find her. They say that she was so exhausted and disoriented that it was unlikely she could have survived much more than another day. She was having difficulty breathing when she was found on Thursday. She didn't know the day of the week or how she'd gotten to a rocky outcropping halfway up a steep ravine. Ooh. And she was clinging to the ledge on the cliffside, going in and out of consciousness. They could see she was in pain, dehydrated, and very, very weak. And she wouldn't have made it much longer. But somehow, you know, it's that will to live. And so you got to give credit to what they've done, what the sheriff's department's done here and the rescues and what they did for both of these people. It really. Yep. Because Jack and Sedonia went out on a hike in the Cleveland National Forest. Made a 911 call for help on Sunday. He was found dehydrated without shoes by another hiker less than a mile from where the car was parked. Wow. He was confused and disoriented, and same thing with her, but the good news is they're both safe and sound. You know, this is what happens sometimes to people. They go on hikes, and then they get discombobulated. It gets late. Something happens. And before you know it, they're lucky to be alive, and they're being airlifted, and volunteers got out there listening to the tips and doing whatever it was that they could do to bring them back alive. And they did do that. They did bring them back alive. And as I said, you just can't help yourself. Where does your mind go when you think of somebody missing? And especially they're missing for 10 hours... 20 hours, then you know, wow, you're just heart sick. I hope nothing happened. So both of them are going to be fine in the end. And that is a good story and a great way to end this hour.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.